We greet you today in Jesus' name. And, you know, I was talking about prayer at our last video, and I want to go ahead and continue on in prayer. And I believe one of the greatest hindrances about praying is that we've never really spent enough time in prayer till we understand the depths, we understand what we can get into, the relationship. And, you know, until you experience something and you really keep pressing into the depths of it, sometimes you don't know where the Spirit of God will take you. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. And it's a sad thing that we call ourselves a holy and God-fearing people, and yet our views and understanding about prayer sometimes, they are so limited and so constrained. And this is my perspective and my viewpoint. This is what I want to relate to you. I've had some experiences in prayer, and I know what it means to get in intense prayer. I know what it means to get in fervent prayer. I know what it means to get into travailing prayer. I have knelt in one spot in air conditioning rooms and prayed earnestly and fervently and in travail sometimes hour and a half and 2 hours and never really move out of that position and come up just soaked with preparation because of the intensity and the labor that was in the prayer. But every prayer is not like that. And you can't look at every prayer that you've got to pray 30 minutes or an hour and a half. Because if you do, you begin to dread to pray. You don't want to pray when you feel in pressure about life and you feel like you've got to set aside an hour and a half or 2 hours at that particular time to pray. That is the reason I put these on early of a morning. We try to time these to get you to stop and for about 5 or 10 minutes, listen to this video and then talk to the Lord, pray, petition Him, seek His face. You can do it going down the road. You can do it while you're getting ready, while you're taking a shower, while you're eating breakfast. Just begin to commune with the Lord and get that working of the Spirit of God, that intimacy, that strength. Get it flowing inside of you. And press your way past. You know, when troubles and turmoils and upsetness comes at you and anger and vexation, if you don't learn to stop and condition yourself and steel yourself right there and tell the devil he's not doing this to you, and then start just magnifying and glorifying God. Because your soul inside is what really needs to be praying. And when Paul said about your spirit praying, that's what he's talking about. And here a while back, it's probably been a month or so ago, the Lord dealt with my spirit. You know how to Genesis 2 and 7, and this is what it says. And the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And I had never really thought about this, the way God began to put it in my spirit. But you know, God just reached down, picked him up a handful of dust and began to mold a man, and he had a form there. And then the Word of God says, and God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Well, when God breathed into man, then it put an eternal spirit in man, and that body became, or that spirit that God became a living soul. And the reason we have this desire to communicate and relate to God and be in fellowship and relationship with Him is because that soul inside of us is an essence or a part of the Spirit of God that was breathed into us. That's why when we get away from God, our soul starts longing to get that unity and that connection back. And then when we get in prayer and develop a relationship with God, then that soul longs, longs for a deeper unity, a greater communication, a greater love. And so that's why you feel what you feel in your relationship with God, because an essence of what is in you came from the Spirit of God when He breathed into man and made him a living soul. And so What I want to talk to you about, and I won't have time to get into much of it today, but I want to talk to you out of Luke chapter 11 and verse 1, and this is what it says. And it came to pass, I'm going to read verses 1 through 4. And it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us this day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, those first few words there, I'm going to wait till I go into the next session, because I want to get into this, and I believe you're going to be surprised how powerful this set of scriptures is right here, and how when we start studying this and God starts exhorting to you, you're going to see how this is going to impact your life. Thank you for listening. God bless you. We greatly appreciate everyone that this word and the working of this spirit is touching your life. I've had so many emails and contact from people said these short videos are helping. So I pray this one is a great inspiration and strength of the Spirit of God. May God bless you. Till our next time.